in a colorless landscape. The future has promise. What the world needs is a shining hope. Bringing talk radio back to life. Welcome to WMLR. More Life Radio. It's real radio on a blog platform. WMLR Radio.
WMLR Radio. We are bringing real radio with the Blog Talk platform. And today's topic, we are going to discuss child support. Very touchy, very sensitive subject. So please do, you know, call in. We want to hear what you have to say. We want to, you know, educate you as well. We're going to bring facts. I'm going to have a guest on today, the God of Law, Amen Osiris. He will be joining us in a few minutes here, so just hold tight on that. But I'd like to let you know a little bit about Mothers Know Best here. I'd like to shout out my sister in spirit, Sister Living in Harmony. She has mother duties today. Of course, I have mother duties as well, but she's really in the midst of mother duties. She has two young teens that just graduated college, and you know they're entering career fields as well. So she's making sure that. So I like to shout my sister spirit, Sister Living in Harmony, out there. I know she's listening in, or she'll listen in a little later. And I like to give a shout out to all the parents, the mothers, the guardians, the teachers that are being influential in children's lives. This show is dedicated to bringing education, just pretty much putting up a platform for you to have a voice. So we want to grow together. We want to build together. And that is our purpose, nation building at its finest on WMLR Radio. Now, getting into our topic just a little bit, there are theories that child support or support reform, or I'm not sure if you're aware of that or not, but a lot of people do feel that, you know, it's a conspiracy to divide families alike, primarily black families. And what is the nature of a conspiracy theory? Emphasis on theory or opinion. With without useful basis in facts. But today we will bring facts. Today we will dispel any rumors and rectify any misinterpretations and miseducation of child support and support enforcement. So continue to take in notes. We definitely encourage you to, you know, take notes and listen to the replay, because, you know, the God of Law is going to be joining me today, and he definitely will be dropping some jewels. They don't call him the God of Law for nothing at all. Please believe that. So, you know, it's going to be a very educational show. He's going to dispel the rumors. You know, education eliminates fear. And that's one of the things that he prides himself on, you know, eliminating fear through education. And facts kill opinion. So anyone that has any opinion, you know, we can rectify that and give you facts. You know, the God of Law speaks nothing but facts. So as I was saying, we definitely want to hear from you all. Please do call in. That number is 646-564-9589. And you are listening to Mothers Know Best on WMLR Radio. We will explain what child support is today. And there are different levels to it. Whether you're not aware of it or not, there are different levels to child support. The God of Law will explain your rights as an individual facing support enforcement. That is one of the avenues that he specializes in. And also, we will both give alternatives to entering the system of support enforcement. What we want to do is think about the children. Here at Mothers Know Best, that's what it's all about, you know, the children first and foremost. You know, they are very important to us. And we're going to do that, you know, through education, of course. The last thing you want to do is have conflict in the family. You know, it's already conflict enough whenever the family unit can't work as one. When you have that division, or, you know, certain parties just grow apart. You know, I've been through it myself. I still experience some levels of it to date. I am a mother. I am a divorced parent, and I am a married parent. And I've been, you know, in situations where I've been separated. So I've experienced the whole having to be responsible for a child, being the custodial primary provider of a child, and also multiple children as well. So one thing that I do not have any experience on is being involved with the government. I've never entered the system as far as the support enforcement. I've never placed any of my children's father on support enforcement, and I've never been on government assistance. And I do understand that some states, some cities, they require that mothers or guardians alike, they be placed on the parent, non-custodial, be placed on support enforcement in order for that family to receive government benefits. It just, you know, my only experience with that, other than secondhand knowledge, you know, listening to friends and families that have dealt with it, is watching the movie, the 1970s movie, Claudine. Not sure if any of you are familiar with that or not, but you can watch it for free on YouTube. It's a very entertaining movie, but it speaks of a mother. I think she had six children. She was a single parent, and I don't recall if she had, well, all of the children with the same father or whatnot, but she was not receiving any type of financial support for these children. She was not receiving any physical or emotional support as well. She was receiving government assistance, and it was kind of comical the way the welfare ladies that came and did the checks on the family, and, you know, made sure, you know, family was accountable and had these things. Pretty much, you know, it was comical the way this woman, this caseworker, was all in this bloody biz. And, you know, fact is, it used to be that way. They used to really do a serious inventory. inventory of what a family had in their household. Down from a pair of underwear to any electrical or electronic device that was in the home, you know, counting every single penny, like literally every single 1 cent that came into that home. Those caseworkers were on it. You know, the family had to provide the detailed inventory of all these things that they acquired. So, of course, it's not as intense now as it was then, but it's certainly, when you think of it from a metaphysical side aspect of it, whenever you enter into the system of welfare, the system of support enforcement, they literally get into your business. And I know this from speaking with family members and friends alike that are on government assistance or on support enforcement or had to enter someone into that system. And so, you know, you have to be mindful of this whenever you're even considering allowing the government into your life in that capacity. You have to also consider the other person. I know a lot of, you know, we make these decisions, and, you know, we're thinking about ourselves, we're thinking about what our children need. You know, obviously they come first and foremost, but, you know, we have to also think about how decisions that we make will affect them. You know, if you put their father on child support and you already know that this man is struggling, child support takes 50% of a person's disposable income. And if you already know this person is struggling, think about what type of relationship that child will have with that father, or what type of interruption in a relationship that child will have with that father. You know, those are just things that consider. I am not by any means, and I will repeat this throughout the show because I want it to be reiterated, that I am not by any means condoning a parent or a guardian not taking care and supporting their child. I am just simply stating that there are alternatives to child support. There are levels to child support, and we will definitely touch on and discuss these things throughout the show. So I hope you do call in. I'd love to hear from you. You know, some things that I do say, it's from my point of view, so I openly welcome other people's point of view, and I would love to hear someone's experience as well. If you are on child support, if you are someone considering enforcing support upon someone else, definitely call in and let me hear what you have to say. Again, you are listening to Mothers Know Best on WMLR Radio. That's More Life Radio. And the number to call in is 646-564-9589. Now, let's go to a short station identifier now. I just want to put that out there. And as soon as we come back from that station identifier, we'll be bringing in the God of Law. And again, as I said, you know, education eliminates fear, and that's what the God of Law is going to do. He brings nothing but facts. So please get your pens and your pads ready, because this is going to be a very educational show to hear from you. If you have any questions for the God of Law, do call in, and we welcome you. Again, this is Mothers Know Best on WMLR Radio.
Radio on a Blog Talk platform.
right. We are back on WMLR Radio, Mothers Know Best, and we are Mind God of Law, Amen Osiris. And I promise you, folks, they do not call him the God of Law for nothing. This name and reputation is very well deserved. He is with the Deception Stoppers. You can find his information and contact him through deceptionstoppers.com. And again, I say, you know, we are going to eliminate fear through education. That is what he specializes in. And I'd love to welcome the God of Law, Amen Osiris. Welcome.
Oh, wow. Hotep, thank you, Goddess Alicia. And thank you for having me on the show. And Hotep to all the gods and peace to the world and the gods of the universe. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. This topic, I know you're very well versed in it, very well specialized in it. And, you know, I've stated it several times already. We want to eliminate fear through education because there is a lot of misinterpretation of the law, a lot of miseducation of the law. And I think our people, you know, are falling into this pattern. And they just really don't know that there are other alternatives and ways to work out their issues when it comes to co-parenting and co-supporting a child or children. So I'd like to have you tell the audience a little bit about yourself, and then we'll get a little bit more into this work. We want to give them this work. I've already told them, get the notepad and pen ready.
Oh yeah. It's gonna be. We're gonna drop it like it's hot.
Yeah. So if you can, you have the floor. Let the audience know who you are and what it is to do.
Well, thank you. Well, Hotep gods and goddesses, kings and queens, and the gods of the universe. I am the Amen Osiris, and what I specialize in is child support education. I am a former victim of child support. At one particular point in my life when I was unconscious, I lost everything to child support and went into seclusion and learned how child support actually worked and got it all back. And now we offer the same education and freedom opportunities to those who desire to be free.
Absolutely. And that's very detrimental, knowing the law. You know, I used to work as a legal secretary back in 2000, and I stayed with the lawyer for about a year, and then I went work with the clerk of court system for 2 years, Calcasieu Parish Clerk of Court. So she dealt with child support. She dealt with domestic cases, which that, you know, child support falls under that. But she also did bankruptcy and criminal procedures as well. But don't you know, I would say 70% of her criminal cases stem from or segued from child support cases. 70%
wow.
of her caseload is segued from, for her criminal case, they segued from child support. And I didn't understand that then. I was actually going through a divorce at that time, and I had one child from that marriage. But support enforcement was never something that was even considered or put on the table, because from the very beginning, and I understand not everyone can come to this this compromise, but from the very beginning, he and I sat down and said, okay, this isn't working out. We have this child, so this is what we can do for this child. I let him know what I needed. He let me know what he could provide, and we met somewhere in that middle ground. But unfortunately, for thousands of families, that isn't considered, and I don't understand why. Even when I went through the divorce, when I started talking to a separate divorce attorney, don't you know that attorney instantly started talking about support enforcement? It was not about mediation or anything. It was automatically, okay, this is what he makes, and this is what you're looking at to getting every month. And of course, I would admit that number looked good, but I just, you know, in my spirit, I didn't feel that, you know, I didn't feel it was necessary, you know.
Okay.
And I was not counseled on you know, other things that we could have done in alternative. So that's why this show is very, very important. You know, we just don't know any better.
Okay, well, you've hit on a couple of very key points, and I'm glad that you brought that up. Number one, you stated that this lawyer that you were a legal secretary for, all right, I want to show you some words. The word legal means created by law. All right, it's not created by God. And if it's created by law, it's created by man, which is God's creation, and therefore it's totally separate. Number two, child support is not criminal. It's only civil. All right, it's based off of maritime admiralty contracts. All right, and what they do is they put a criminal spin on it because when they issue warrants for men and child support, all right, you can't issue a warrant unless a probable cause of a crime being committed, which means there has to be a victim. All right, and number three, you had just admitted something that is very powerful, the lure of money, because you just said, man, that number looked real good. All right, but, right, true. Now, real talk, and therein lies the problem, because when that number looks real good, it's like, wait a minute. I can get this extra a month? Okay. All right. As opposed to people just being rational and mature like you and your ex-spouse did and say, okay, this isn't working out. All right, let's do this. Okay, and this is what we need. Because what we have here is you and that man got together. You made that off. You got together. You procreated. You made that offspring. You bared that young. All right, and now it is both your responsibilities. Okay. How these devils get involved with it is because, you know, all of a sudden, sometimes it turns spiteful or some people have difference of opinions. And then here we are, all right, violating our, waiving our own right to privacy and allowing strangers in who make a multi-billion dollar profit off of us even going to them in the first place, all right, to rule our lives. And this is this is where we fail.
I tried with all my might to research, and this topic has been discussed before. This isn't a new topic. And even then, say about maybe a couple of months ago, I was trying to research the percentage that an agency or a state makes off of support collection that they
okay.
get. Here's a little shocking fact that only 41.2% of custodial parents receive their full allotment of child support. So where is this money going? I could not find it. And there is no standard table that states, okay, an agency will get 2%. An agency will get, any certain number. It's based on whatever that non-custodial parent is paying. You know, that they are looking at those numbers as well. And, you know, the parents that are going into this, you know, the mothers, I'll say mothers, it's primarily women, putting the enforcement on the men. When they're looking at these numbers and thinking, oh, this number looks good, be mindful that agency or that state is also looking at that number and looking at what they could take from that piece of the pie as well. A man's income is they look at up to 50% of his disposable income. That's a lot. Doing my own budget, my own, taking care of my own needs, that 50% of my pie is a lot. So, one would want to sit down with someone and see, like I said, I let my child's father know what it was I needed, and he let me know what he could do, and we have to be reasonable in negotiating these terms. But what do you think about that number? That 41.2% of custodial parents receive their full amount of child support. Everybody else doesn't. The agency's getting a piece of that pie for everybody else.
Well, I'm glad you brought that subject up. All right, number one, child support, so everybody under the sound of my voice must comprehend this. It is not state law. It is federal law. Okay? Number two, all right, child support is found under Title 42 of the United States Codes, Part D, Section 4, Part D. It's called Title 4D. Title 4D is the federal statute that authorizes federal incentive matching funds for them to put people in child support, pass a child support order, enforce child support and all the other expenditures such as like established paternity, DNA. All right, they get federally reimbursed for all that. All right, every state across the board, all right, gets a 66% share under Title 4D. All right, I think there's 52 states right now. So child support roughly right now, according to CLASP, which is the Center for Law and Social Policy, is up to roughly about a $75 to $85 billion industry. If you average that between the 52 states, every state is making about 1.1 to 2 point something billion dollars annual profit share, 66% from child support. Okay? So what that means is basically it's not about, you know, you said something earlier. They base this off the father's income. Number one, I want everybody to understand there is no such thing as the word father. A father is a federally owned piece of property, and we'll get that down in the show later. A child or children are federally owned property, and a mother is federally owned property, and we'll get to that a little later because that's when we're going to crack everybody's heads open with this information. Mm-hmm. All right, so it's basically, according to the Supreme Court in Blessings versus the United States, the Supreme Court ruled that child support is not for the best interest of the children. It is merely a yardstick to measure the performance of the child support agency's profit. No one has any particular rights under it, and no one has any rights to service under it. Okay, it is not for the children. All right, that money, that 66% in the billions, is paid from the federal government. It goes to the state treasury, all right, which they call the state coffer. The first thing paid out of the state treasuries are judges' salaries and pensions, then state employee salaries and pensions. Okay, your cops, your prosecutors, the secretaries down at the motor vehicle, all of them. All right, every state, if they did not have child support, they would not be able to stay in business. They would shut down, literally. All right, so we get to thinking that child support is about the children and our offspring. It is not. It is merely for federal funding in a multi-billion-dollar bankroll. And to be honest with you, I wish I was around back then, because if I could have thought about it, I would have pimped everybody out with it too. All right, and that's what it is. It's a pimp game. It's a straight mm-hmm. pimp game. All right, and what they've done is, you know, we're going to talk about this a little bit in the show, but I'm going to show you how the enemy is, again, coming against our women and using the women, all right, and bringing the man down. And the enemy knows exactly what they're doing, and the lure of cash is usually the number one root to that evil.
Mm-hmm. And see, what you stated, it just pretty much reiterates what I spoke on in the beginning of the show, that there are theories that child support or child support reform are part of an international conspiracy.
Well, it's not a theory. It's not really a theory, all right? There's no such thing as a theory. In child support, there's either going to be a fact or it's not a fact. All right, so theory is...
That's what I let the audience know, that you will
right.
dispel that and bring the fact.
Yeah, because the theory is a denotation of theos, all right, which is Greek. All right, we are not Greek people, so we have to stay out of the Greek terminology of how they do things.
Mm-hmm. But it's definitely fact that there is a plan to, you know, conquer and divide. And I hope everyone is listening and taking notes, because this is some very shocking information. You know, when we claim that we are conscious, but we're doing things subconsciously, you know, you really have to take some inventory and look in that mirror and really see, you know, what it is I need to change about myself or my way of thinking or my way of going about things. And that's
called
that's
programming.
You're doing. Exactly. And, you know, I like that word programming. You know, we call it tradition. You know, it's been a tradition for so many years. You know, you're on the government assistance. Or if you have a child with someone and things don't work out, it's tradition that we go and we put them on child support. You know, that
mm-hmm.
tradition is basically code word for condition, which is, you know, also same as programming. We are programmed.
And passed down from generation to generation.
Exactly, exactly. And so we're just falling right in place, and we have to definitely break that cycle. I'd love to hear from any of the listeners. That number that you want to call is 646-564-9589, and you are listening to Mothers Know Best on WMLR Radio. and we are bringing real radio to the blog talk platform. So speaking with the God of Law, our man Osiris here, I'd like to just go over just a little bit of layman's term what child support is. This is the Webster's dictionary term.
Oh, no. Well, we don't use Webster's here. I'm sorry. Webster's, I mean, every now and then we might pull it out, but we come directly from the source, which is called Black's Law Dictionary.
And okay. That's what everyone needs to be aware of. Black's Law Dictionary, if you don't have it, you definitely need to acquire in your home. Editions 1 through 6 is what is most recommended for for the ultimate, you know, knowledge. But just, you know, basic, you know, for someone that's not not versed in the law or anything like that, the dictionary tells us that child support is court ordered payment typically made by a non-custodial parent to support one's minor child or children. What I like to do is I like to look at etymology of things. I like to look at the Black Law Dictionary. Even when I'm reading religious doctrine, I like to associate or read the metaphysical dictionary along with it. So I looked up the etymology of support. Bear all or part of the weight, hold up, produce enough for, and be capable of sustaining, give assistance to, especially financially, enable to function or act. Now, whenever you look at that word support and you look at what it means, you have to consider, and what we don't consider, you have to consider that there are level 2 support. And that's what I meant by when I said there are level 2 child support. You have material, you have emotional, you have physical, and you have financial support. So you have to take all these things into consideration whenever you are trying to figure out what is the best thing needed for this child or those children. And a lot of parents don't look at that. We just look at the, you know, face value, child support, money, that's what it is. Give me my check, cut it, sit it down. That's not what we want to do, but the programming that we have been in, the tradition, the condition, that is what's been taking place. What would you say about that on the side?
Well, let's look at some words that you just spoke. You just read a definition about child support. All right, and if you don't mind, could you read that again for us? And I'll ask you to stop in a second, okay? Go ahead.
Okay. Yes, the child support, court-ordered payment, typically made by a non-custodial parent.
Stop.
Okay.
Specifically made by who?
Non-custodial parent.
Okay, so if you looked in the mirror, tell me what you would see, Goddess.
If I look in the mirror, I see a mother.
Okay, no, that's not what you see. Let's try it again. If you look in the mirror, tell me what you're going to see. You're going to see a human being, are you not?
Yes. First and foremost, I see a human being.
Okay, let's stop right there. When you look in the mirror, you're going to see a human being. All right? Child support applies to who? You said a non-custodial parent.
Right.
All right, you didn't say if you look in the mirror, you're going to see a non-custodial parent. You said I'm going to basically see, what you're going to see is a human being. All right, a non-custodial parent, number one, is not a human being. All right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so continue to read, please.
Next it would say, to support one's minor child or children.
Okay, thank you. Now, if everybody who's listening, and write this down, please, if you go to whatever state that you're in, go to their Department of Child Support Services that they offer, all right, and pull up or download a child support application, all right? There are three sections on that application that are the most important. The first section is the custodial parent. The second section is the non-custodial parent. And the third section is the children's section, okay? All three of those sections, the third thing that they ask after they ask for the name, which we'll get to a definition of that later, is a Social Security number. Okay? The social security number, all right, and we're going to get to that in a second, all right, because what we're going to do is blow everybody's tops off by the time they hang up that phone, all right, but the social security number is the property of the federal government, and that you can find that law in, under 20 CFR 422-103D, and if you don't believe me, all you have to do is simply look on the back of what you believe is your social security number, and that card, and it will tell you on the back of that card, this card is the property of the Social Security Administration, and you must return it if we ask for it. All right? The card, the name on the card, and the number on the card does not belong to you. It never did, it never was, it never will. Okay? That card does not identify human beings. It identifies what are called corporations, null-till corporations. And in this case, these null-till corporations, and a corporation is created under the law of a state. It is not created under God. So therefore, the corporation that they need one to be is called a non-custodial parent, a custodial parent, or either an obligor or obligee, or a mother or father or a child. Anything defined, that anything identified by a Social Security card name and number is federal government property. And therefore, because a child or children is identified as federal government property, all right, so the duty of support actually falls on the bad wording. Now, write this down and listen to it well. They say non-custodial parent. Take that word parent and write it out. Write P-A-R-E-N-T. It is not parent. It is pay rent. You are paying rent on government property. Okay? Human beings do not have children. All right? Women. The female of the human species above the age of puberty bear young or give birth to offspring. A child is, there is no such thing as a child, only in government terminology. That is the number one piece of ignorance. So a child support order is you're paying rent on government property. That's all you're doing, and the bad part is we voluntarily consent to do so. They know it, we don't know it. Ignorance of the law is no excuse, and my people perish because of lack of knowledge.
Wow, you heard it here, audience, and I hope it's sinking in. I hope you're taking notes because, you know, it's not opinion, it's not theory, it is straight facts. And I'd love to hear someone, you know, call in if you have any questions for the God of Law, Amen Osiris. Call in, that number is 646-564-9589. And you are listening to Mothers Know Best with WMLR Radio. That breakdown of that word, parent, you are paying rent. And I didn't even see that I just learned something new, which I always learn something new whenever I'm building with you, brother, and I'm so appreciative of it. And,
I'm honored, Queen. Thank you.
I hope that the listeners are learning as well.
Oh,
no,
yes, and
we're going to take it deeper than that.
All right, so like I said, when we're done, all right, you're going to get a lot of calls because some people are going to be laying around with some brains leaking out because we're about to blow some skull caps off.
let's blow them away.
There it is. And real fast, I'd love to shout out to my goddess queen, CC Osiris. She is the, in our culture, a man cannot be anointed king until his queen anoints him, and she has thus anointed me king. And I'm truly honored that she's in my life and, my truly better half. And I mean that literally. Love you, honey.
Absolutely. Hatshepsut's queen. I know she's listening in and supporting you, and we appreciate it. I'd like to get into a little bit of consequences. You know, there was an incident that occurred April of this year where a young man, Walter Scott, was gunned down by a police officer while fleeing the officer. He was unarmed, and this incident took place in South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
The criminal offense or the warrant that he was trying to flee from was for child support enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
He was in arrears to the tune of $18,000, and this had been pursuing since the year 2012, so he had served time before in jail for lack of child support. He was not a violent man. He didn't have any violent offenses. His only crime, which, you know, the state, you know, deemed it a crime, his only crime was not paying his child support or not keeping up with his child support arrears. And he lost his life because of this system that was that has been put in place.
I'm gonna disagree on one thing that you said. He didn't lose his life because of the system. He lost his life because of fear and ignorance. I'm going to say this, and I mean it wholeheartedly. All right, we have to stop blaming the system. All right, we got to stop blaming the government. We got to start looking in the mirror, all right, and recognizing our ignorance and our fear. All right, we got to start really putting the blame where it belongs, on us. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, I agree, it was a tragedy. However, had that man known his rights, number one, again, let's go back to what you said. You said he had an arrears of $13,000, correct?
$18,000.
Okay, but earlier we already established that child support only applies to a custodial or non-custodial parent. If he looked in the mirror and just simply recognized that he was a man and not a non-custodial parent, then the game would have changed. He would have never ran. All right, he didn't know his rights. Second of all right, child support is not criminal. It is civil. All right, you cannot, and if you don't believe me, go to any state constitution. You cannot go to jail for a civil debt or a debt period. However, that only applies to men. It does not apply to obligors. So until we stop saying that we're obligors, until we stop saying that, well, I owe child support, no, because only a non-custodial parent owes child support. And if you look on the application for child support, the non-custodial parent is identified by a federally government property by the Social Security number, then number one, you're admitting that you're federal government property and you're waiving your rights as a man who can't go to jail for a debt, all right? And number two, you're giving the straight, you're giving the state authority, you know, strict authority over you because you never rebut the fact that you never came back and said, well, hold on, I'm not an obligor. What is this? Who's an obligor? Prove that that's me. They can't. All right, ignorance and fear is what killed that man. All right, yes, we know it was a blonde-haired, blue-eyed devil that did it. All right, but the fact of the matter is, if he would have knew what he was supposed to know, he would have never had to run. He would have been able to deal with it. All right, but he didn't know his rights, and therein lies the problem. Now, a lot of people know everything that they're not supposed to know. They know game scores. They know what's happening on these reality shows. But you ask a man or a woman their first guaranteed God-given right and the definition of their status under equally free and independent, they'll look at you sideways. And then we say, well, oh, man, they're oppressing us. They're not oppressing you. All right, you're just doing what they ask you to do. And guess what? If you come, if I can talk you into coming over here and bowing to me and giving me all your possessions and giving me authority over all your life, you think I won't take it? That's all they're doing. We're giving them permission. And people just don't see it because we're too programmed by television. We're too programmed by Atlanta Housewives. We're too programmed about Dancing with the Stars and the NFL and the NBA and the NHL, all this. All right, while everybody's relaxing, you got these demons sitting here writing this stuff in, and guess what? They're just writing it and making it worse and worse and worse for everybody, and everybody just keeps going along with it.
Mm-hmm. Now, we have 15 minutes before the top of the hour, so we're going to take a break soon, but I do want to get in, you know, to a little bit more about the you had touched on civil warrants. You know, whenever you consent to these things, you know, these civil warrants can lead to some suspension of driver's license, denial, tax refunds, you know, and other government benefits. It's a downward spiral if you don't have the proper education to pull yourself out of that system. It can be a very downward spiral for someone. And, you know, there's been no proof, no evidence whatsoever. I looked it up. I researched it, you know, at More Life Radio, you know, our host, we are peripheral research and primary investigators. You know, we will dig into it. We will look and we will try and find. And, you know, one of the things that I did not find is that there was any proof that, you know, support enforcement or any type of implications or any type of criminal charges that were brought up against someone, there's no proof that these things have increased the amount of support collection. You know, it just has not improved the situation for anyone. It actually made it worse worse for people.
Oh, that's very simple. Would you like to know why?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Now, I'm going to go back a little bit. Now, I'm not particularly a Christian, all right, but under what man has written, their law is ecclesiastic law, which means it comes out of the King James Version of the Bible, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so there's no disrespect to any, you know, believers of whatever. All right, if you believe something that makes you a better person and makes this world a better place, let's just spread that love. All right, but here is the problem. All right, and everybody, and I mean everybody on this planet, minus myself and a few other individuals, have fallen from their grace of creation, all right, and falling into the hands of the enemy. Okay? Now, let's go to the Bible, all right, and we're going to look at Revelations, book 13 and 17. What is the mark of the beast? Three numbers. What are they?
Well, they say in the Bible the mark of the beast is the three numbers 666.
Okay, fair enough. Now, within the Bible, in the time of Revelation, a man will not be able to buy, sell, or trade unless he bear that mark of the beast either on his forehead or on his hand. Does that sound familiar?
Yep, very familiar. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it also says down in 18, let us use wisdom to calculate the mark of the beast. All right, does that sound familiar?
Very familiar. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now remember it says also within the King James Version, it says, my people perish because of lack of knowledge. All right. The reason people fail, the reason, I don't care if it's child support or anything else, all right, but mainly in child support, is because every man, woman, and child in this country, all right, has submitted and consented to the mark of the beast. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Every man, woman, and child in this country who has a Social Security card number, name and number, all right, number one, are only identifying themselves as government property, and that's voluntary, and number two, all right, this is not a coincidence, all right? And here's the deal. The Social Security numbers are issued under Title 42 of the United States Codes, all right? If you take the word title and do the alphabetical numerology and add up how each letter falls, you're going to get the number 66. You take Title 42, you add 4 plus 2, and you have 6. Now
mm-hmm.
you have the mark of the beast, which every man, woman, and child in this country has submitted to. All right, I don't care what church you go to. I don't care what mosque you go to. Every man and woman in this child who is dealing with the government has submitted to the mark of the beast. Do you think that's going to turn out well for anybody? No, it is not.
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay, and do the math, and by all means, I'm an avid follower and a student of Dr. Malachi York, the master teacher, and one thing I've learned, and he's always said it, and I've said it, don't take my word for it. Do the research yourself. If you're under that mark of the beast, the evil one, whatever you construe it to be, there's nothing positive that's going to come out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? There's no law for any man or woman or child or offspring to have a Social Security card name and number. Having that number is voluntary, and the only reason you need it, which you can find on the SS5 application, is to obtain services from the beast, which is the federal government. Without that number, you cannot get a driver's license. They won't give you a bank account or a job. You can't file taxes. You need that number in order to do business, buy, sell, or trade, or even save with the beast. And that is why man has fallen, and God has abandoned man, and he's just letting them tear each other apart.
Mm-hmm. You all heard it here. We're going to go into a break now. Again, you're listening to Mothers Know Best on WMLR Radio. Please stay tuned because we have much more for you with the God of Law, Amen Osiris. And that number to call if anyone wants to call and get in queue is 646-564-9589. Again, don't go anywhere. You're listening to Mothers Know Best.
Hotep.
Mom, I love you.
This song goes out to my mother, the one I love, and the one I lost. When it comes down to thinking about what my mother's done for me, love she's given me makes it easy to do a song like this. So this one's for you, Mama. I love you.
Daniels and Tahuti the Fly Virgo. Catch us every Tuesday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on WMLR, More Life Radio. Sirius Vision. Contact them at Sirius Vision TV on YouTube and on Twitter. Happy Father's Day to all of our incredible fathers out there. From WMLR, More Life Radio, real radio on a blog talk platform. Now back to our show.
Welcome, 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 everyone, and thank you so kindly for listening in. We are nation building with the God of Law, Amen Osiris, here on the Mother's No Best. And you are listening to WMLR Radio. Amen Osiris, we have a caller that has some questions, so we're going to bring that caller in.
Okay.
Caller with the last four, 3905, you are live with Mother's No Best. How are you, and who am I speaking with?
I'm fine. This is Navita Nelson from Columbus, Ohio.
Hotep Goddess.
Hotep, I have a question for you, brother.
Okay.
So at this time, do you not hold a Social Security card?
No, I don't.
So how do you get around things? Like for me, for example, I've been on my job 20-some plus years. I get a paycheck. In order to cash that check, I have to have a state-issued ID.
True.
How do you get around that?
I take cash only. All right, you take cash. You don't have to worry about cashing the check.
Right, I understand that. That's why. So how do I get around that? That's how you get around it. How do I get around that? Because my job's not going to give me cash that I've been on for 27 years. They made us all get checking accounts. I didn't even have a checking account at one time.
No, you volunteered. Here's the deal, all right? You have a choice,
mm-hmm.
All right? Number one, again, I'm going to go back to this. My queen, if you look into the mirror, tell me what you're going to see.
A human being.
And who created human beings to the best of your knowledge? To what you believe.
Well, my mother created me. That's how my mother.
True. Okay, fine. But we'll just say, all right, we'll just say, you know, a lot of people believe that, you know, some you know, in a form of God. All right, which is fine. All right, so in other words, as a human being, you have human rights. Your first human right means that you are free. Free means not subject to the legal constraint of another. Legal means, all right, created by law, which only means a contract, which creates, destroys, or modifies a legal relation between two persons. All right. So, as an employee, all right, remember, all men, and men meaning men, women, and children, human beings, are created equally free and independent. All right. As an employee, you waive your rights as man, and you become an employee. An employee is identified by a Social Security number. Did you not use that Social Security number when you got that job?
Correct.
Okay. That only identifies government property. So as government property, you have to follow government rules, which means you have to have a state ID in order to cash your check.
So at this point, if I surrender, are you sovereign? No,
we don't deal with sovereign. Remember, God, the mighty gods of the universe, whatever you construe as God, created man equally free and independent. It does not say he created men sovereign. A sovereign is a king in his own right. And a king, all right, there are no kings anywhere because no one owns the land. You can only be a king if you own your own land. All right, so that's wordplay. Sovereignty is under what under the mark of the beast is really disguised as a terrorist. That's what they call sovereign citizens now. All right, so it's not about sovereignty. It's about status. And the status is that you're a human being created by the mighty gods of the universe, all right, equally free and independent. Free means not subject to the legal constraint of another. Independent means not dependent, not subject to constraint, restriction, or control from a given outside source. You waive that freedom and independence when you went and applied, which means in law to beg, to become an employee. And that means succeed, which is de-evolution of title of human being to property, which is to a Social Security card, name, and number.
Okay. So how did you get rid of your being part of government property? What did you have to do?
I just stopped doing what I was doing, and I stopped getting what I was getting. There's no law that requires you to have a social. The only reason the law requires you to have a social, because it is the mark of the beast. You cannot buy, sell, or trade without that mark of the beast. True or false?
True.
Okay, in order for you to cash your check, you got to produce that mark of the beast, don't you?
Correct.
Okay, mm-hmm. So you volunteer for that. Let us use wisdom. You fail to use your wisdom to calculate the mark of the beast under Title 42 of the United States Codes, which is the code that issues the social. It is the mark of the beast. All right, so you subjugated yourself voluntarily for that because you lacked the knowledge, and it's not your fault. Nobody ever told you. It's like, you know, when I was going through with my little issues in the government back in the day, nobody told me either. I had to learn this because I got sick of it. But when I started using wisdom, I just simply found out that because there's no law that requires you to have a social, then just stop using it, and guess what? Stop doing what you're doing, and you stop getting what you're getting.
Right.
You pay taxes?
Okay. Yes.
Okay, so who's obligated in this country to pay taxes? It's called a taxpayer, and that taxpayer is identified by a Social Security number.
Right.
All right, everything you're doing with the government, you're doing voluntarily because, like I said, if you look at the SS-5 application, which is the application for the Social Security card, it tells you the information that you provide, all right, in order to retain the mark of the beast is voluntary. There's nobody forcing you to do so. All right, but when you do that, you waive your right to independence, which makes you dependent. And you're now codependent on the beast, and the beast is excelling against you. That's why it requires you to have all those documents. Revelations 13 and 17. You cannot buy, sell, or trade, or even save money unless you bear the mark of the beast on. And the funny part, just I want everybody to realize this. It says on your forehead or on your hand. It's not on your forehead, it's in your forehead, because every human being who has that number memorizes it. And it's in your hand and not on your hand, because according to federal law, all right, page 4 of the Social Security application, it says you must show that card in order to obtain benefits from the from any U.S. government agency, which is basically the beast. So therefore, it's just a play of words. Okay, mm-hmm. So Revelation has already come to pass.
You just stop. I mean, if I just stop today and say, I'm not going to I relinquish my stuff as property to the U.S. government. I'm not going to – I don't want to subscribe to having a Social Security card anymore. Then I will have – I've already subscribed to it. So then I'm going to have the government sending me papers saying I didn't file my taxes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, no, that's not – you're wrong. That's not true. They can't send you papers saying you haven't filed your taxes if you never – if you stop volunteering to be a taxpayer. All right.
So how do you stop volunteering to be a taxpayer?
Okay, do you shop at Walmart?
Yeah.
Okay, if you didn't like Walmart service, would you stop shopping there?
Yes.
Isn't that a guaranteed right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, well, the IRS, child support, whatever, they're just like Walmart. They're a private business. They're not even government agencies. You have a right to stop using them. But you're obviously,
okay,
somehow, some way, you've gotten your mindset that you need them, and you don't. I haven't paid taxes in 35 years, and if anybody ever comes and say you ain't paid, guess what? Show me a document that said I agree to pay. I never contracted to do anything. All right? If I didn't contract into it, all right, and just so you know, all right, and I want everybody to understand this, there's a thing called positive law. All right? There are 50 titles in the United States Codes. All right? Only 48 of those titles are enacted into positive law, which means they kind of apply to everybody, only to United States citizens. All right? The two codes that are not enacted into positive law are Title 26 of the IRS codes and Title 42, the Child Support Code, which is also the Social Security Administration. The only way that those laws apply to you is if you voluntarily contract into them. That nobody forces you to do so. So that is your choice.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, thanks for the insight on that. Mm-hmm.
And thank you for calling. Yeah, I mean, that was a good question, but it's powerful. That's your choice, my goddess. All right, if you want to deal, all right, the United States government, all right, for everybody to know, under 28 U.S.C. 3002-15A is not a landmass. It is a corporation. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it a corporation? Because all corporations have presidents, and this one's called Barack Barry Obama. All right? He is the CEO of a municipal corporation. All right, the United States is flat right out. It's a 10-mile square radius in the District of Columbia, and it is owned by Queen Elizabeth. And if you don't believe it, go on YouTube and watch that black man bow to that white woman.
Yeah, I'm aware of that thing. bring in the knowledge. And anyone that's listening, you know, you can find out more about the God of Law of Men Osiris on deceptionstoppers.com. That's the site that he works through. And, you know, definitely utilize his services to educate us more. Now, me for one, just being reasonable in my position, I will honestly say that I am dependent on the government. I don't receive government assistance in the form of welfare, in the definition that many would typically think welfare, but I receive a paycheck from them that I work for, so that is my form of welfare, government assistance that I'm receiving from the government. And, you know,
just so you know, all right, anyone, remember that the Social Security number is federal government property, according to them, even though it's not. All right, but federal government property can only be issued to federal employees. And as a federal employee, you subjugate yourself for wage withholdings. I don't care if it's taxes, child support, whatever, traffic tickets. All right, if you're an employee of the government holding that card, all right, you subjugate yourself to the beast, that there's no ifs, ands, or buts. It's not about the paycheck. It's about the status. Okay? That's, in other words, if people are paying taxes, they don't even see it. It comes right out of their check.
Right.
Think about that. You're giving permission. Listen, if you're going to give it away like that, let me give you my PayPal account. Y'all can just start sending me the cash. All right? Because what you're doing is you're giving these people permission to take your money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's my membership card, and now that I'm eligible for the membership benefits, oh, I got to pay my membership dues called taxes, child support, FICA, all this and this and that. All right? And, I mean, but now think about it this way. If you're generating your own cash, who can tax it? Nobody. You do what you want with it. And that is your personal choice. And there's no law that prevents you from doing so.
Yes. Well, caller, I thank you for calling in. And, you know, please do continue to listen. You can just simply press 1, and that will take you out of the queue. And you can continue to listen to the show. It won't kick you off after you press 1.
Hotel.
So, definitely thank you for calling in, Queen.
Indeed, thank you so much. All right, let's get it in. Where's the questions? I want to give somebody a good answer.
that's very insightful information. You know, once you stop depending on the system, then you no longer have to, you know, be a part of it. And that's the thing that we need to all strive for. You know, definitely. We have another caller. Caller with the number 7839. You are listening to Mothers Know Best on WMLR Radio. Who am I listening with?
My name is Savorian Couch. I live in San Francisco, California.
Hotep.
Hi, Savorian. Hotep Queen.
Thank you, Hotep.
What a nice name. What does that mean, Savorian?
It means Savior Within.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay, now we're getting somewhere. Let's talk. What's on your mind, Goddess?
There's quite a bit on my mind, but I'll keep it brief. I'll just have to listen more and make connections with those willing to share. But more importantly, at the moment, I'm interested in what you're talking about the Social Security number and the 666. And so me being a single parent and having to, you know, take care of my daughters, how, if I want to, you know, relinquish that and remove myself from this, you know, you talked about, you know, paying cash for everything and having your own money. So in my mind, am I to now, you know, be like the aunt and build towards that so I can remove myself? Because, I mean, realistically, I can't just say, oh, here's my Social Security number, boom, I'm out here now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need my job right now to take care of the girls in my mind. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, but here's the deal, all right, and I'm glad you said that. You need your job to take care of the girls where?
In my mind, that's what
I'm
thinking.
Thank you. Stop, right? Okay, now let's talk about it. Okay, now let's go back to the beginning. All right, let's talk about the book of Genesis. All right, in the beginning, how did God create?
By manifestation, by speaking, by saying.
All right, stop right there. By what? By speaking. Correct. All right, in the beginning, and God said, and it was so. If we get down to Genesis 26, And God said, let us make man in our image and likeness. True or false?
True.
Okay, so that means if we're made in the image of God, are these
mm-hmm.
gods, because obviously there's more than one, which is fine. All right, but if we're
mm-hmm.
made in the image, we kind of look like them. And likeness, that means somebody says, oh, you're just like your mom. All right, we got the same attributes, which is to do what? Create by?
Mm-hmm. By the mind.
Create
or
by?
Speaking. By speaking.
Okay, so you're holding yourself back because not recognizing what your purpose of creation was for. All right? That is your decision. All right? You ever heard the old phrase, what man's mind can perceive, man's mind can achieve?
Yes.
Okay, your enemy knows that as well. So your enemy has taken your mind, which you just admitted because you said, in my mind, I need this to get that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay? Your enemy is overwhelming you. You have to take and stop thinking as your enemy has programmed you to do so and start thinking elsewhere. This is called success. And people have success because they don't fall in line with the enemy and they do their own thing. All right? And until you make a decision, because everything you do in life, and if you don't believe me, think about it. All right? Everything you do in life is based off a decision, what you're going to wear, where you're going to eat, where you're going to go, where you're going to live. Some decisions are forced, but they are still decisions. And, all right, so if instead of looking at if your life is going a certain way, then you need to look at the decisions that you have made, and then if you don't like those decisions, you need to realize that you have fallen from your grace and your divinity to be a creator of your own universe. Because everybody thinks, you know, we go back to the beginning, I love this, and you remember the Garden of Eden? All right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not a physical place. All right? The Garden
mm-hmm.
of Eden is your mind. All right?
Right.
You have to tend to your garden. You have to make sure that there's no weeds. All right? You have to make sure that your garden is lush, that, you know what I'm saying, and that all the animal is tame. And you have to watch who you allow in your garden. Because
right.
if you go back in the beginning, where was the enemy? He was in the garden, which is our
mm-hmm.
mind, and which you just admitted earlier because you said, in my mind. So therefore,
mm-hmm.
you have to get rid of the enemy out of your mind and make a decision, all right, and start speaking those things into your life as if they were, all right, and walk in it. And I'm telling you it works because that is how I live my life. Everything that I call, because I am a God, I speak, and it is so. And that is just it. And nobody else can tell me any different until they can prove any different, and I have the lifestyle to prove it, simply because my Garden of Eden is maintained. Sure, you know, it's a big garden. I get a little weeds, a little thickets, you know. I got to do a little trimming, you know what I mean? But for the most part, guess what? I'm walking around in my garden like I was meant to be. Ain't no fig leaves hanging off me. I'm free in my garden, and that's where I live my life. So get out of, stop allowing the enemy to program you. Unprogram yourself. You have talents. Every last one of you under the sound of my voice, you have a gift. If you can go and work for somebody else, you can do the same thing for yourself and pay yourself instead of depending on someone. Teach a man to fish, you teach him how to live you teach him how to eat for life. And that's what life is about, eating. It depends on what you eat.
Ashe.
And I'm right there
with you, sister. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, because, I mean, the truth is very important to me, even, you know, regardless of what it may look like, the truth is very important to me. And to live in the truth is more important to me. So, and when
isn't it true that the truth shall set you free?
Absolutely.
The truth.
All right, now you got the truth. All right, whether you use it or not and set yourself free, again, that's your decision.
Right.
Okay, remember, it's your decision. Now, don't get me wrong, all right, you have to, you know, okay, nobody's saying quit your job and do, no, you got to plan this stuff out, all
right?
Right? Exercise your talents, your God-given gifts, all right? Use them. I don't care if you shovel holes in the backyard, just make sure that you do it so well that you get paid above and beyond anybody else is getting paid. It doesn't
right.
matter what you do. Exercise your gift. Generate your own cash, all right? Mark of the beast. Can't affect you anymore.
Now, and then, okay, so you say generate your own cash. Let me tap that real quick. So,
mm-hmm.
okay, I'm generating my own cash, and now, of course, having a bank account is a part of the mark. So,
well, stop using
a
bank account. Get yourself a strong box and bury it in the backyard. All right, what do you need a bank account for? Bank account is under the mark of the beast, and therefore, if any government organization under that mark of the beast says, well, we're going to hold your funds, then you're stuck anyway. If you got your funds elsewhere outside of the mark of the beast, they can never touch them, can they?
Okay, so then how do you – okay, so you buy, sell, trade goods. So now you pay cash for everything. So when they
Okay, I think I got it.
Here's the deal. Stop worrying about them. Start worrying about you. You think they care how you live? What they care about is their pimp game, all
right?
And what they care about, excuse my French, is their hoes, all
right?
If you ain't pimping, then you're hoeing. All
right,
I'm sorry. All right, no disrespect to anybody out there. You either be a Mac or you get Macked. All
right,
right now, you know, that it's just that simple. We see these women walking the streets. Guess what? They made that decision. Nobody forced them to do it. It's just the lure of money. It's a lure. That's all it is. It's a decision. We all got a decision to make. Make one, sis. It's just that simple.
I got you. Hey, I'm with it. I can handle it. Ain't too much.
You know, by you doing that, if you learn how to make better decisions and start speaking more positivity in your life, if you maintain your garden and you learn how to say, and God has said, and it was so, and it will be so, then you pass that on to your offspring. Now, what you're doing is you're unwrapping one God at a time. You're showing them what they are. They are gods, and God is not a being that's floating around on the cloud. It is energy of creation. That's all it is. And we all have it, but look at what we're creating. All right? Choose some better stuff to create, and you'll have a better life. It comes out of your mouth, nobody else's. You're too worried about the enemy. And that's what everybody's problem is. They're worried about the enemy. I could care less about the enemy, all
right?
Get yours, all
right?
I'm not saying rob, steal, and cheat. I'm just saying generate your own income, all
right?
If that's how you feel, you have the right to do so. You have the right to be an employee. It's totally your decision. But, again, there that word again is decision. Pick one.
Yes. Rapper. Okay, got it. Thank you.
That's the absolute truth. But thank you for calling, sister, and continue to listen in.
Thank you, Goddess Queen, and I'll see you up in the heavens and in the congregation of the other mighty gods. Join us when you decide to reinvoke your membership card. We up here waiting for
you. Yes, you will.
All right, drink for all that.
Hotel Queen.
Hotel.
Remember the name.
Oh, don't worry. We looking down on you. We know who you are. We're just waiting on you. That's all. The door's open.
All right, God of Law, we have another caller. You know, we have some callers and want to talk to you, so we're going to bring in another caller. Caller with the last 4-8-3-7-6, you're listening to Mothers Know Best on WMLR Radio. Who are we speaking with?
Yes, yes, peace, Brother King. Sister King, my name is Urimia from Brooklyn.
Welcome,
Urimia.
Brother.
I like that. What does that mean?
It means Yah uplifts.
Whew! See, you got all these people who know what they names mean. This should be an easy conversation. What's on your mind, God?
This show definitely hits the heart. So, you know, I am a this situation affects me directly. You know, I've been under this cloak or heavy burden for some years now. You know, when I was younger, you know, I produced some offspring. Thank you for the correction with children. I appreciate that nugget.
No worries.
I have three offspring out there, and, you know, this beastly system has been on my back for years. You know, it got to the point where, you know, the whole driver's license thing and permit got suspended. You know, every job I apply to, usually the first two checks I can enjoy, and then after that they find me. You know, it's like trying to dodge the IRS. And it got to the point where, you know, I just got immune to it because, you know, I expect them to start dipping in my money. Now, what I want to know is, how do I free myself from the matrix? How can I become, you know, an individual where, you know, I could, as you said, manifest my gift and allow my gift to produce revenue for me? Because I have a background in network marketing, you know, sales, that's my thing. And I have some ideas that comes to my mind that, you know, I can manifest to produce income for myself. And I do want to, you know, step away from that system. What steps can you suggest to me where I could truly break out and be free?
Okay, let's look at the words. What steps can you take? Okay, so do you have steps in your house?
Yes.
Okay, in order to get up to the top of the steps, what do you have to do?
I got to climb. I got to elevate
one
my body.
Okay, you got to take the first step.
Right.
All
right,
you take one. I mean, every now and then, you know, we might, but in life, in certain things, we can't skip steps, all right? And again, just like I told the Goddess Queen, I'm going to tell you, God Creator, all right? You got to make a decision, All right. One of the hardest parts of making a decision is fear, okay, because we don't believe in ourselves because we were never taught that. We were only taught to be submissive. We were taught to be slaves. We were taught to get a job, pay your taxes, this and this and that, obey the law. All right, that's what we're taught. All right, and those teachings really only benefit the beast. All right, the beast is mighty. It's huge. All right, as powerful as I am, all right, it's an equality. All right, I can't beat the beast and he can't beat me because we have the same power. All right, there's always going to be that yin and the yang between us. All right, you have to create that same yin and yang. All right, so it's not about beating the beast. All right, it's obviously just avoiding it. All right, you avoid it by generally, if you have ideas, all right, case in point, you ever think about a homie or a friend of yours, male or female, that you ain't heard from, and you say, I wonder how such and such is doing, and all of a sudden you hear from them?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do the same thing with your ideas because you drew that. That was not a coincidence that happened, all right? And God said, and it was so. Until you unleash your God-like power and start speaking that power, it's not going to come to pass, okay? Mm-hmm. So you have to take the first step, and you have to, again, make a decision, all right? Make the decision on how you want to look at your life. All right, look at your life now. Your life is based off of the decisions that you've made. It is based off the words that you have spoken, all right? And I know this for a fact because I went through it, all right? In my time of trial and tribulation, I lost my focus. When I lost my focus, I lost my umbilical cord to the universe that produces everything for me. So the focus that I lost was the positive focus, and I was only focusing on the negative, which was drawing more negative. All right, it's called the law of attraction. You reap what you sow. All right?
All right.
So sow better seeds, and you can reap. All right? It's just a simple decision. There's nothing wrong with it. And, you know, I tell people all the time, well, they say, oh, well, Cyrus, how am I supposed to generate income and I ain't got no social? My thing is, your neighbor got grass? Yeah. You got a lawnmower? Yeah. I said, and if he wants his grass cut, you charge him $15, $20. Do you need a social for that? No. All right, now multiply that $15, $20 by 100 people. You don't need a social for that either. Generate your own cash. All right? The first business I started, I'm a retired auto detailer. After 27 years, I washed cars for a living. But I didn't wash cars. What I did was people think of car wash as a Saturday thing, all right? But what I did was I turned it around and I started selling it. And the people I started selling it to were the people who were driving in $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 cars, all right, who were willing to pay me $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, $500 to come out to their house and clean their you know, multi-whatever cars. All right, and then to the point, when I got married the last time, I had a client that gave me his $500,000 Bentley to drive to my wedding. All right? And not to mention, before I retire, I still hold the world record for the highest paid detailer, all right, in certain associations. All right? All from washing cars. All right? So if you limit your mind, if you take the limits off your mind, brother, let me tell you something. You can go anywhere you want. All right? And that's what God's do.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question for you, King. Have you reached out to the offspring's mother to try to, you know, make some type of compromise so they will take you off of the system and that will, you know, institute your progress toward unplugging from the matrix?
Well, that's the thing. That sister, she passed away, and that particular, you know, child support situation, it transferred over to the grandmother, and I have some back rears, like a couple of thousands.
Okay, let me stop you right there. You don't have any back rears. I want everybody to listen to me and listen to me well. Child support does not apply to you as a human being. It only applies to a non-custodial parent who is positively identified by the mark of the beast, which is the Social Security card name and number. All right? By you saying that you have arrears, you are calling into your universe, all right, the beast to attack you. You have to stop doing what you're doing, and you will stop getting what you don't owe a dime. How can someone charge you a fee for the fruit of your loins? Does that make sense to you?
No.
Okay, so that we need to end that right now. All right, and anybody who calls in, please do not say, well, I owe. You don't owe anything. You're deciding that somebody told you that you're owe, and you're just going along with them. I want to make that very perfectly clear because that makes my stomach turn. If that's the case, all right, here we go, King. Give me $500 a week. All right, start your payments tomorrow. We got a deal?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, but you see what I'm saying? Obviously,
right,
I mean,
right.
Real talk, I mean, if we weren't on the radio and we were in the streets, I mean, I might have been leaking after saying something like that in your face.
Mm-hmm.
All right? But yet, you'll fight me, you know, but yet how come we're not fighting them? And if you don't believe me, ask Evander Holyfield. Got in the ring and fought Mike Tyson, all right, and some other brawlers that none of us probably would get in the ring and fight with, right, but got a $500,000, $600,000 child support debt and ain't fought it yet. What is wrong with this picture?
Mm-hmm.
All right, do you follow what I'm saying?
Right, right. So
all right, we got to stand up, you know, man, we have to stand up. If you're going to stand up out in the streets, you got to stand up. You don't owe a dime. Now, there's something that the offspring need, you take care of that. All right, if the grandma wants to be greedy, that's her problem. You take care of your offspring the way that the mighty creators have established you to pay. All right, if you can't only afford so much, you do whatever, as long as you're supporting them. All right, the hell with what these people are saying.
Yes. I mean, there are honestly some dead, there are honestly some deadbeat parents out there, but there's a difference between being a deadbeat parent and someone having the ability to support or contribute to the betterment
but you
of
can,
a child.
That's, I would agree with you. One of the things that we tell people, and I'm going to say this also, we do not advocate that people don't support their offspring. We simply
Absolutely.
Advocate you do it outside of the system. If a man
yeah.
is not going to support his offspring, you know what? I'm sorry to say it. Guess what? C'est la vie. You do it the best way that you can, all right? You raise those offspring because guess what? All right, if you're going to depend on somebody else to do something for you, again, codependency. All right, because there's a lot of women and a lot of men out there, you know what, that don't throw their people in the system and they raise the offspring. Guess what? That karma's going to come back to them. Again, like you said earlier, a goddess queen, it's just the lure of cash. That's all it is. And, you know, the love of money is the root of all evil. So, sure,
yes.
You know, when they put someone in jail for child support, and the funny part is they get federally funded for it. That billion-dollar profit that I told you about comes from putting people in jail.
Mm-hmm.
All right, if you don't have a child support issue, you are merely allowing the beast in your life. If the beast didn't come to you when y'all had them children and tell you, well, you got to pay this much, then the beast don't have the right to come after the relationship is over and tell you to pay nothing. Especially since you got to pay them. Why are you paying them? Why not just pay the creator, your other creator, directly? All right, how much you need? Like you said, all right, here you go, no problem. Bam. Why has the beast got to be involved? Because it's a multi-billion-dollar profit. All right, let's stop doing what we're doing, and we'll stop getting what we're getting.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Now, what I want to do is we're going to put the information, the contact information for the God of Law in the event page, the Facebook event page for anyone that's following Mothers Know Best. And, brother, I want you to reach out to the God of Law so he can further explain steps that you can take, you know, things that you can do to unplug from this system that you're already caught up in. Because, you know, regardless as to whether mentally you say that you owe legally, they've already taken action towards you. So we have to figure out some things to get you unplugged out of that matrix.
It's the Social Security number. That's the only way they can legally do it. That's all it is. That is the biggest problem. Stop using – look at it like this. All right, everybody, I hope you're listening. Let's look at Sam's Club, all right? And Felicia, you got a Sam's Club out there where you're at?
Yes, I do.
Okay, you get to the cashier. You got 5 shopping carts full of Sam products. What is that cashier going to ask you for?
For your membership card.
And if you don't have that membership card, what is that cashier going to tell you?
You can't purchase any of the products or the
Take out Sam's Club, put child support or government. Take out membership card, put Social Security card. It works the same way, the same exact way. And if you don't believe me, go to the Social Security application on page 4 where it says protect your Social Security number, and it tells you right there. You must show the card in order to get anything from the government. If you don't show the card, you don't get it. You get it? All right? Stop doing what you're doing. You stop getting what you're getting.
So, in essence, just stop using it. Don't.
Yes. I mean, if you want out of government jurisdiction, yes. All right? Real talk. That is the only way. All right? If everybody.
Would you suggest ripping it up? Just like literally rip your
I mean, that's up to you. Listen, there's certain things that they serve purpose on. All right, let's keep it real. We know we can't get on the plane without a state ID. All right, but there's certain things that you can use the card for that, unfortunately, I mean, I can't even get around that one. All right, but the fact of the matter is this. All right, you have to know when and where you want to use it. All right? So if you apply for welfare and you apply for Social Security or unemployment, those are all three separate and distinct services. One service can't go to the next one and say, well, what's that number? You got to show it for each individual service. Child support is a government service. Without a Social Security number, you are not you are ineligible for that service. Bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
Woo, getting hot. All right.
Well, we're at the half of the hour, so we're going to start wrapping it up. Brother, again, I say I will definitely post the God of Laws information so you can consult with him, you know, a little bit more in detail if you have some further questions. And
yes.
You know,
definitely,
love to,
yeah. Hit me up.
Yeah, absolutely, because, okay. You know, we definitely want to be educated and well-versed in this and trying to combat the nature of the beast that we've all been entrapped in at least at some point in our life. You know, I'm trying to crawl out of it myself. And, you know, the more you know, the better you grow.
Right.
I love to thank you for calling in and definitely continue to tune in. I'm going to give a lineup, our scheduled broadcasts of different shows that we have during the week as well. So definitely continue to listen in for that.
Now, real quick, you can find me on YouTube. Just type in child support fraud. You're going to see a young, handsome brother with a big, giant uncle on, and I'm going to be breaking it down. That's me. All right, so
yes,
there's 17 videos out there. Yeah, check us out and, you know, research the information, confirm it to be true, and then once you find out the truth, then you're free. That's all we're doing is exposing you to the truth. What you do with it from there is totally up to you. But please definitely check it out.
Yes, and check out DeceptionStoppers.com.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, definitely get yourself educated in this. You know, I want to thank you for being on, brother. You definitely dropped some information that I wasn't aware of. That's why I love doing these shows with you, because I always learn something new every single time. It never fails. And, yeah, I like to encourage our listeners out there, you know, to not make permanent decisions based on possible emotional, you know, emotions, temporary emotions. You know, think about the children. Be responsible. Be accountable. That's the first thing we have to do is look in the mirror and, mm-hmm. and be accountable for our own actions and how we arrive to certain points in our life. You know, communication is key. You know, think of
yes.
compromise. Think of reasonable financial contributions. At all costs, we want to avoid the system. I'm not encouraging anyone to abandon their child or not, you know, take care or support their child, but at all costs avoid the system, and that is what we're trying to relate to everyone here today.
Yes.
You know, I'll go into the this week's lineup. On tomorrow, we have the children of the sun. We have the babies, the seeds, you know, the offspring. You know, we're going to hear from them, let them speak. It's set up like a teen summit. Very educational, so have the babies listen in, have them call in, and we also want the parents to listen in as well because, you know, the children speak, they speak the truth. So that's Children of the Sun on Sundays. On Mondays, you have More Music Mondays. So we have the paying tribute to, you know, the good music that speaks to our heart and speaks to our souls. So you definitely want to, you know, call in and vibe with us on More Music Mondays. On Tuesdays, we have More Talk. More Talk is our staple show, and we bring very serious issues to the table. This coming Tuesday, we're going to be talking about conscious predators, living conscious and living, subconscious. So, you know, being aware of things, you know, we want to claim this title that we're conscious, but we're actually doing things subconsciously that, you know, we may not even be aware of. So we're going to be touching on that subject on Tuesday's More Talks show. And then you'll be back here Saturday with Mothers Know Best, and you'll be speaking with me, Felicia Daniels. And I just love everybody for listening in and calling in. I mean, I appreciate you so greatly. And definitely refer the show to others that have any questions about child support. have them listening to the show, get a new twist on, you know, things on their train of thought before they enter into this system. Like I say, at all costs, we want to avoid the system. And the Godman Osiris just pretty much blew it out of the water with shocking facts, you know, why you should avoid the system at all costs. So that would wrap up today's show of Mother So Best on WMLR Radio. I'd like to send much love, peace, and light to everyone, and thank you again for listening. This is Mother's Know Best.
Mom, I love you.
See, I'm dedicating this song to my favorite girl, you know. Everybody's got their favorite girl. Mine's been with me all my life, and I just want her to know that I love her. She means the world to me. So this goes out to you, Mom. With all the love I can give, I'm.
They say every morning that you look forward to, boy, get your butt up and get ready.
Mama,
she never.
WMLR, More Life Radio, real radio on a blog talk platform.